This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here live at PHP Tech 2016, and my guest is Mr. James Titcomb. Hi, everybody, James.
Hello.
How's it going?
Now, before we get started, you hold the distinction of being the very first Nomad PHP Lightning Talk.
Talk.
We're actually going to talk a little bit in about the topic you talked about, RabbitMQ.
Yes.
Yes. And not only did that, we liked it so much, we turned around and said, hey, we need a full talk on that. So if you want to do a Nomad PHP talk, start with a Lightning Talk. And you can pitch that to joe@nomadphp.com, which he's sitting over there. He's waving at us. Okay, so y'all can see that. Anyhow, this gets silly. Hey, before we talk about Rabbit, though, you're organizing a conference.
Yes.
And probably by the time this goes out, the conference will have already taken place. So tell us how it went.
It was fantastic. I've got to say, we had a resounding sellout event.
I can't imagine it being any other way. That is one of the coolest venues that I've been a part of, or been at a conference at. It's the auditorium, the main auditorium was just gorgeous. You know.
Yeah, we had a lot of comments saying what a nice venue it is, and I absolutely agree. I think we're going to probably stick there for a good few years.
Very cool.
It's a small venue, so it's not like a we're not going for an oversized sort of 500-600 people conference. We're just going to keep it small, focused on the community. That's really what we're trying to do is promote the community in the South Coast.
So yeah, cool.
That's our goal.
During the conference last year, I actually interviewed you and several of the other organizers.
Yes.
And who had a great time. But talk to us a little bit about why you put this together. I know when I say you, I mean you all, not you personally, because I know you have a lot of help. But talk to us a little bit about why you put a conference together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really was, I suppose, a long-term goal of mine, at least when I started PHP Hampshire, is, you know, eventually maybe we can turn this into a conference. Mm-hmm. And the time just felt right when we got together with Brighton PHP and PHP Dorset, mm-hmm. So the two nearest user groups to us, and we did PHP South Coast 2015. And it was good. And this year we brought on three more user groups in the area. So we've got PHP Surrey, PHP Berkshire, and PHP Southwest now. So we've pretty much covered everything below London, except for Oxford. And I think there's a new user group in Cornwall as well. Mm. So maybe we can get them on board as well next year.
Get them involved too.
Yeah, yeah. It's really a community thing. And the reason why we're starting it is, as I said, is to build the PHP community, to get developers who aren't aware of these sort of events to come along and experience it. Mm-hmm. And we try and make the price point match that. You know, we try and keep the ticket prices as low as possible. We really sort of beg sponsors and please help us out, you know, help us achieve this this goal of making a good, affordable, small community mm-hmm. conference.
Well, so. I love the fact that you stay focused on your local community, and you do have a lot of speakers there from local.
Yes.
You do bring in some of the recognizable names, but you do have an awful lot of your local speakers, and I love that because it gives people a chance to experience speaking at a conference and decide if they want to do this. And it helps broaden the base of speakers that other conferences have available to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Tied in with that goal of community is to build our speaker base as well, and we try very hard to encourage new speakers. We last year and this year we have just under half of the speakers are new speakers.
Wow.
So we try and mix it up. You know, as you say, we've got speakers coming from further afield, you know, who are well experienced in this sort of thing, to give our local community a taste of, you know, speakers who they might not be able to see mm-hmm. otherwise. You know, the UK has a couple of conferences. We see PHP UK and PHP Northwest. But, you know, maybe they haven't had a chance to go to, or maybe they haven't been able to afford it yet. Mm-hmm. So we want to give people an opportunity for that. And also, you know, encourage new speakers. We've got all the user groups, which is a great sort of stepping platform into that. Mm-hmm. And obviously we keep an eye on the talks that are going on there. So.
Well, I was privileged to be at last year's, which I think was the inaugural event.
It was, yes.
And I just had a wonderful time. It was everybody was so nice. Y'all took very good care of speakers, gave us this nice little gift basket of local candies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And by the time I finished, I was on a 3-week jaunt through Europe. And by the time I finished my trip, I'd gained an extra 5 pounds just on the candy that y'all force fed us. That's my theory. You force us. Hey, before we go on, since we're talking about community, I want to say a special thanks to Nomad PHP, which is our sponsor for this episode. Nomad PHP is there for you if you don't have a local community. We are the virtual PHP community, virtual PHP user group for those who don't have a community. If you'd like more information, check out nomadphp.com. Okay, so we're here at PHP Tech, and you gave a tutorial yesterday on RabbitMQ.
Today.
Just now.
Yeah.
And you did. You also did that at Nomad PHP. So obviously this is a topic that not only you're very knowledgeable on, but you're very passionate about using RabbitMQ. Step back a little bit. What's the importance of using queues? I mean, when architecturally, when does a queue fit that I in a situation where I can't just use PHP?
So it's great really for you know, if you want to get away from the monolith mm-hmm. and you want to go down the service oriented architecture route, it's a great way of doing things because you want parts of your application to talk to each other, and a queue or you know some kind of a queuing system, whether it be RabbitMQ or anything else that's available, will allow you to streamline those communications and keep them flexible as well. So as your business and your applications grow, then the queuing systems can grow with it, and that's a very important part of it.
Very cool. Now I've heard a lot of talk about, you know, terms like queue runners and stuff like that. How busy does a queue get? I mean, obviously a queue runner is just something, a process that fires up every now and then, says, hey, is there anything for me to do, you know? But, you know, at what point do I need to consider expanding my architecture to encompass more hardware for queue runners and things like that?
So, well, that's a tough question because it really depends on the business and what sort of you know, what sort of throughput you expect to be doing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're running a huge, say, ticket selling website or something like that, you know, obviously everyone's going to come and rush to buy tickets when an event goes on sale. Mm. So you're going to want, you're going to want that scalability, so that you can scale different parts of the application. Mm-hmm. But then it's also still advantageous if you've got a small application, which maybe, you know, doesn't have quite that sort of a load. And, you know, I've implemented things before, and it just allows that sort of cognitive separation as well. So you can deal with a small part of an application at a time, which is great, obviously, if you've got a new developer joining your team. Maybe they don't know, you know, the ropes quite so well, and it will help them to just understand a small part of it, mm-hmm. and they can focus on that and then sort of build up and learn the rest of the parts of the application, if you like.
Very cool. I'm actually working on the first application that I think I'm actually going to implement a queue in, mm-hmm. And I'll most likely be using RabbitMQ because I've seen you talk about it so much.
Great.
But my situation is I have a workflow that has several different parts to it, and the queue is going to allow me to have this process run, and it picks up the payload, and it does its thing, and then it puts it back, and then something else can pick it up. Mine isn't time sensitive, but I can build my application so that each piece is very small, and each piece mm-hmm. can just talk to the queue instead of having to build one large application that does it all.
Precisely, yeah. It gives you that separating of concerns as well. So you can have, you know, this part of the application deals with this topic, this part of the application deals with another topic, and you can really sort of reduce the cognitive load, I suppose. So.
Now, why Rabbit over? I know Amazon has one out. There's several others out there. Heck, you can dummy up a queuing system just using files on the file system.
You absolutely can. Yeah.
Why? What's Rabbit bring to the table that makes it the your choice for queuing?
I love the flexibility of it. You know, it starts off very simple. You know, you can just have your very basic pub sub stuff, but then you can grow it with your application. So as your application becomes more complicated, you're adding more facets to it. You know, it scales really well with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's definitely other options out there. There's Beanstalk, SQS, Gearman. You know, there's loads of options to choose from. And it really depends on your use case. You know, if you know you're only ever going to have something very simple, then choose any of them. It doesn't matter too much. Mm-hmm. It's for me, it's all about using the right tool for the job. And it just so happens that RabbitMQ usually works for most jobs. So
cool.
That's kind of my default go-to, I suppose.
Fair enough. Okay. Hey, before we let you go, what's your local user group? What's the URL?
My local user group is PHP Hampshire, mm-hmm. and the user group URL is phphants.co.uk.
.co.uk. And Kathy will throw a link in the show notes to that. Hey, I want to say thank you for taking the time to out of your conference experience to talk with us here today. You're a user group leader. You've organized a conference. You give so much back to this community. I just want to say thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's very kind of you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.